The reading appointed for this Sunday of the Epiphany is taken from the prophet Isaiah. Arise, be enlightened, O Jerusalem, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. For behold, darkness covers the earth, and a mist the peoples. But the Lord rises as a light upon thee, and his glory is seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall walk in thy light, and the kings of the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see. All these are gathered together. They have come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall rise up at thy side. Then shalt thou see and abound, and thy heart shall wonder and be enlarged. When the riches from the sea shall be turned to thee, the possessions of the Gentiles shall come to thee. A multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Madian and Ephah. All they from Saba shall come bringing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. Please let us stand for the Holy Gospel, which is that of the Apostle St. Matthew. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi come from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. But when King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and so was all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judah, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, of the land of Judah, are by no means least among the princes of Judah, for from thee shall come forth a leader who shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the Magi secretly and carefully ascertained from them the time when the star had appeared to them. And sending them to Bethlehem, he said, Go and make careful inquiry concerning the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may too go and worship him. Now they, having heard the king, went their way. And behold, the star that they had seen in the east went before them, until it came and stood over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly. And entering the house, they found the child with Mary, his mother. And falling down, they worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in the dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another way. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Arise, be enlightened, O Jerusalem, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, the Church rejoices today with this feast of the Epiphany, which is a continuation of the mystery of Christmas. The very name Epiphany means manifestation. It implies that it celebrates the apparition of God to His creatures. This is a feast that shows the eternal Word clothed in the flesh, revealing himself to mankind. One liturgical commentator indicates that our sweet infant Jesus, who is still lying in his humble crib, is each day gaining strength. Mary showed him to the shepherds, and now she is going to present him to the Magi. The gifts we intend to offer him also should be prepared. So we, as the three wise men, follow the star and go to Bethlehem, the house of the bread of life. The collect of this Mass points out to the Gentiles. In fact, God the Son is not only a Messiah for the chosen people of the Old Testament, but shows a revelation to the Gentiles. He is the light that fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah in today's epistle. We have seen the star shining in the east, as our Lord will also in His second coming will manifest. He appears to us in the east, in Bethlehem, the house of bread. And we also, at the liturgy of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we face liturgical east. So we look for His coming every day on the altar. The Magi, or three kings, said, "We have seen His star in the east." And when they departed from Jerusalem, St. Matthew says, "And behold the star which they had seen in the east." The light of the star announced the Messiah. They knew, and most appropriately, they were called by a star, because they were astronomers and attributed to this star the prodigies narrated in the book of Numbers, chapter 24. "A star shall rise out of Jacob, and a scepter shall spring up from Israel." Allegorically, Christ is also the bright and morning star, as we read in the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 22. "God, who manifested the sign of the star, gave understanding to those who beheld it. For He made it to be understood and inquired after, and being sought after, He presented Himself to be found." Most probably, according to the fathers and doctors of the church, the three kings, or magi, were Eastern Arabians, since this answers best to the prophecy of Isaiah, who foretells in chapter 60 that the Sabians, the Medians, and the Ephras, who are all Arabians, should come to Christ with gifts. And it could appear that the church has in that way understood the prophecy of Isaiah, since it has been so frequently recited on the Feast of the Epiphany. We read also from Psalm 71, "The kings of Tharsis and of the islands shall offer presents. The kings of the Arabians and of Saba shall bring gifts." Regardless, these kings were Gentiles, followers of the language of the stars, men of wisdom and science, who by reason arrived at the place of the manger, and rejoicing exceedingly, enlightened by the faith of the star, or by the star of faith, they adored the divine child. The reading of the gospel at Mass, at every Mass, continues this event that we celebrate today. In the New Testament, that means when we call rule or gospel, but we have from the Greek the word evangelium, the New Testament. It has a more comprehensive meaning, that is, good or joyful tidings. These joyful tidings of salvation and peace resounded first from the mouth of the angels to the devout shepherds of Bethlehem. "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David." St. Luke chapter 2. The New Testament is read on what is called the gospel side of the altar at the Low Mass, and is solemnly incensed and chanted at a high and at a solemn Mass. The gospel, therefore, is read towards the north as a sign that the good tidings of heaven have been brought to all the Gentile nations. And there is then this transition from the old law to the teaching of Christ. That is indicated by the different orientations in which the priest reads the epistles or the subdeacon in a solemn liturgy, and the liturgical north that the gospel is done. Pope St. Gregory the Great in the 1500s says that the north is emblematic of the hidden world plunged in darkness, and is to signify that the light of Christ, of Christian doctrine, and the example of Jesus Christ are to dispel that darkness. Therefore, the deacon or priest faces north. The three magi represent the first fruits of faith of the Gentile nations. We are all then represented there. Lastly, we will see the gifts that they bring. There are three: gold, incense, and myrrh. The three expresses a theological and also a moral significance. It was relevant that the kings did bring gifts to the King of Kings, following the Old Testament, when the Queen of Saba gave precious gifts to King Solomon and received greater from him. Thus it was the Magi who offered gifts to our Lord Jesus, who is the new Solomon. The Venerable Bede, English saint, asserts in his works that the first of the Magi, whose name was Melchior, gave gold. The second, named Gaspar, frankincense, and the third, named Balthasar, myrrh. Each of these gifts attested to his own faith in Christ. Gold, because of the belief that Christ to be the king of the whole world, and so the gift of gold to acknowledge his divinity. Frankincense, as it means to offer sacrifice, thus cried the high priest, and he presented as an oblation worthy of God, because incense was used at the sacrifices of the old law. Myrrh, to Christ as a man, who was to die and be buried for the redemption of the human race. The third day to rise again by the power of his divinity to immortality and eternal glory. For the bodies of the dead are buried with myrrh, that they may remain incorrupt. Wisely, the gold and the myrrh, adoring the divine and human natures, joined in one. What these three wise men believe in their hearts, they also show forth by their gifts. We should give in return our gifts, because Christ is to us what he was to the wise men. We offer also the same presents, gold as an emblem of charity and wisdom, because in the book of Proverbs we are taught that wisdom is preferred to gold. That is manifested in good works and almsgiving. Incense of prayer and myrrh of mortification, since it was used to embalm the dead, and hence it is a symbol of dying to oneself. It is not alone the historical epiphany which the Church desires to celebrate, but we associate ourselves also with that other epiphany manifested in the soul of every believer to whom Jesus appears by means of our holy faith. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.